Unit 71, Equestrian Skills. Riding horses can be a dangerous yet fun and exciting way to spend your time. In olden times, patriarchs of the church would send messages along with knights who would carry them on horseback. Almost all people during the Middle Ages used horses as forms of transportation, whether it was a family traveling to see a loved one or a group of criminals pillaging a village for gold. With the age of exploration, frigates and ships became the main source of transporting goods, yet horses still had an important role to play on land. It was not until the birth of the automobile and the automation of transport that horseback riding became obsolete. However, don't think horses in the modern age just sit down all day in comfort on a cozy hassock. Horses still play a large role in many people's lives. Many mavericks who do not wish to use toxic oil that pollutes our world choose to ride horses to travel great distances, especially in the country. Society may lambast them for using inefficient means to get places, yet they feel it is the best choice. After all, it is one of the oldest forms of human transportation. They are indifferent towards the opinions of others, since they enjoy riding horses and feel it is more environmentally friendly way of moving from one town to the next. People who ride horses must not be lackadaisical or timid when embarking on a trip. They need to be full of life and enthusiastic so they can retain focus on not falling off the horse and getting injured. Further, they must be aware of their environment. It would be a shame to run into a low branch and get decapitated. Horse riders must be compassionate towards the horse and take care not to bring them into any danger. A good rider will always orient themselves and the horse in the same direction so that both parties know what is happening around them. They display a great deal of fortitude by placing the life of the horse above their own and taking care not to be reckless. If a horse in the desert were to meet a snake, he would recoil and possibly throw the rider off onto the sand. This would be tragic, and the rider would quickly need to improvise a way of catching the horse before it got too far away.